Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding with a comment, Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the sugya of Toya Nochitim V'Hoyda Lo Besoirim. If a person comes to his friend and says, you owe me wheat, he says, no, I do not owe you wheat, I owe you barley. So then the Gemara discusses that he's potter, doesn't have to pay even the barley. What is the reason? So Rashi and Toya is learning the sugya. It's a concept of Mechila, meaning it's as if the Reuven that came to Shimon told him, you owe me wheat. He's basically saying, you do not owe me barley. All you owe me is wheat. So even though Shimon said, yeah, but I admit to owe you barley, Reuven was moichel. He gave up on that claim. The Rosh brings this understanding and he asks on it. He said, but Reuven never gave up the claim of barley. He's focused right now on the wheat. But barley never said he doesn't owe it. So the Rosh has this question on Rashi and Tosis. But the Rosh brings the Ramah. And the Ramah says a little differently. Ramah says, you know why Shimon doesn't have to pay the barley? Because Reuven never asked him to pay the barley. And Hoidos Baldin, when someone comes and admits, Hoidos Baldin can be either when a person says, you be my Edim, or if there's a Teveya, if there's a plaintiff. The plaintiff comes and says, you owe me. So then the person can come and say, Hoidos Baldin. But if there's no plaintiff, there's nobody coming and claiming anything, and a person says, I owe something, that's not considered to be a Hoidos Baldin. That it doesn't belong to the process and to the inyonim of Toyen and Nitan, someone who claims and someone who defends himself. And the Rosh brings a clear Tosefta that says that way, that if a person who was never claimed, there was no plaintiff, so there's no Hoidos Baldin. This idea of the Ramah is echoed in the Maharal and the Chaim Perik Dalek Mishnah Chobeis. We brought this Maharal a few times because there he defines what is the Eid, what does the Eid mean. But there, right after the Maharal speaks about Eidus, the Maharal speaks about Baaldin and says the Maharal that with no Baaldin, with no Tevea, with no plaintiff, with no somebody coming and initiating a din, there will be no din. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. The Midas Sedin in the world is only when there is a plaintiff, there's only when someone who's a Tevea, there is a prosecutor, someone who says this has to happen. And the Maharal adds that that also happens not only in mominus, not only in money, but also in Yisurim. Where is you have a tying up? Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and is the Tevea. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says to a person, you did something wrong. So there is a plaintiff, there is someone here who is a claimer, there is a Tevea, there is a demand from Beis Din. And this is the Nikuta of the Maharal, referring to every chit. That's as we know that by ear, for example, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says the ear was a tzaddik. Comes the Satan and says, he demands, he says, let's come and test him. Without the Satan coming and demanding it, there's no din that starts about the ear. We know that Yom Kippurim, Ein Rishus the Satan Lastuni. The Satan cannot say anything, cannot claim anything. But at the end of the day, if there's Aveira, there's Aveira. But the answer is, if there's no taina, there's no tviya, there's no toyin v'nitan, so there's no din. So this is part of the process that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. There is din, and there's a tviya, and that's how the din works. But if there's no taina, wherever the reason why there's no taina, the din doesn't start. And this may be a chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that sometimes we don't start the din. If we don't start the din, there will be no claim. And this applies over here, that there's no toyin v'nitan. If there's no toyin v'nitan, there's no din. This is the mahalach that the world works with. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, what's to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.